Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb.
So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, you know, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them,
"They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him."
Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together.
But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in.
Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb.
He saw the linen wrappings laying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself.
Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed.
For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead.
Then the disciples returned to their houses.
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping?"
And she said to them,
"They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. And so Jesus said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him away."
Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
She turned and said to him in Hebrew,
"Rabuni,"
which means teacher. And Jesus said to Mary,
"Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord."
And she told them that he had said these things to her.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed, alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed, alleluia.
One more time, alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed, alleluia.
Friends, the poem that most encapsulates the promise of Easter for me comes from Mary Oliver. She writes, "I have refused to live locked in the orderly house of reasons and proofs. The world I live in and believe in is wider than that." And anyway, what's wrong with maybe? You wouldn't believe what once or twice I have seen. I'll just tell you this. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. Our Easter story starts in the orderly house of reasons and proofs. Mary Magdalene stands weeping outside the tomb because she knows the way the world works. It's a world where empire has the final say, where violence wins, where death is absolute. We too look at our world and think we know the same truths. But thanks be to God that today we remember that we have a God who is so much wider than that. Mary Oliver writes, "You wouldn't believe what once or twice I have seen." But the good news for us today is that we have seen proof of our God's wideness so much more than just once or twice. We have seen proof over and over again as God has brought new life out of death in creation, in the rainbow after the flood, in the parting of the Red Sea, in Jonah surviving the whale, in deliverance from the fiery furnace, in Jesus calling Mary to share the good news. All the incredible stories of our faith that we read today show us that resurrection is not simply a one-time event. It's a way of life. All the incredible stories of our faith today remind us that resurrection didn't just happen 2,000 years ago. It's how God continues to operate in our world here and now. Today, we are freed not to be locked into the orderly house of reasons and proofs, but to see angels, to see possibility and resurrection all around us. In the baptismal waters, in the sharing of the meal, in our every act of justice and mercy and love, resurrection is all around us, and it's still unfolding. Christ is risen, and our world is so much wider than we thought. Alleluia.